What happened was that I landed right in the middle of the thing and, well, bounced off. My enormous jaws and teeth struck the target dead center, but had no effect. No penetration, no blood, no screams of pain. Remember our reports about the armor plating? Well, he had armor plating, all right. Solid steel, 2 or 3 inches thick. I might as well have tried to bite a bulldozer. But here's the rest of it. Once I made contact with the thing, it uttered an odd clicking sound and jumped 3 feet straight up in the air. No kidding. I'd never seen anything that could jump like that. He must have had some kind of high-tech springs on his legs. Well, our first wave attack had been repulsed. Repruned. Repulsed, there we go. Our first wave, so forth, had been repulsed, and the enemy was now hopping around the garden like a, I don't know what. Like a jumping bean. Like a pogo stick. A lot of dogs would have shut her down right there and gone back to the office. Not me, fellers. I was more determined than ever to get a good bite on this guy and give him the thrashing he so richly deserved. You know why? Cowdog pride. Devotion to duty. A sense of higher purpose. Also, I had made a very interesting discovery. This guy didn't bite, kick, claw, or even hiss. All he did was make that clicking noise and hop around. He was a villain, but a cowardly villain. In other words, this was the kind of fight every dog dreams of. Lots of action, but no great shedding of blood. Yes, sir, and with my cowdog pride shining forth in the depths of my soul, I launched another attack at the little... The steel plating rattled my jaws a bit, but I'm no quitter. I launched another... and chased the little coward around and around the garden. He thought he could get away from me? Outrun or outlast the head of ranch security? Ha! Little did he know, this guy was fixing to learn a lesson or two about... Huh? I couldn't believe it. You won't believe it either. Get this. 1 second, he was there in front of me, and the next second, he had vanished into the earth. No kidding. I mean, it was as though a hole had opened up in the ground and he dived into it. But wait, there was more to this than you might have supposed. That hole in the earth didn't just open up by itself. The creature had dug his own hole and had burrowed into the ground before my very eyes while I was standing there watching. Impossible. Our department had files and reports on every kind of animal known to inhabit the ranch. Our flies contain nothing, our files, let us say, contain nothing to suggest the existence of an armor-plated animal that could dig itself a hole in a matter of seconds. And that's when I knew for certain that this was no earthly animal. I'd suspected it from the very beginning, and now I had irrefutable proof. Our forces had come face to face with some kind of robot device from another galaxy. An unmanned space probe that had the ability to burrow into the ground and hide beneath the planetary surface. Pretty shocking, huh? You bet. And now you know why we call this case the Burrowing Robot. Because it was a burrowing robot. Well, there I stood, all alone in the garden. Drover had vanished and so had the enemy space probe. I could hear the thing digging underground, and every now and then it transmitted that same clicking sound. No doubt some kind of coded radio signal beamed back to its home planet. What was I supposed to do now? Nothing in all my years of training had prepared me for this moment. Should I retire from the field of battle? Go back to the office and try to forget the whole episode? Most dogs would have done that, you know. And wouldn't have spent even a second worrying about it. Me? I worried about such things, and for good reason. Consider this. That thing was sending signals back to its home planet, right? Well, what if the signals got through? And what if they sent a whole army of invading robots back to save the first one? Then, instead of having one space probe robot burrowed in the garden, we might have 50 or 100 of the things running around the ranch and digging holes. On the other hand, maybe I could dig him out. I mean, I was a pretty awesome digger. I had proved that on many occasions. If I couldn't actually cause him any bodily harm, the steel plating, at least I could run him out of Sally Mae's garden and teach him a lesson. But of course, in order to do that, I would have to do some pretty radical dirt moving in the very garden I was trying to protect. And you might remember what Slim and Sally Mae had said about that. It was one of the most difficult moral decisions I had faced in my whole career. I felt the terrible burden of responsibility that came with the job.